We want to see good weather this afternoon because Big Brothers Big Sisters, it's their day across Canada today. And Big Brothers Big Sisters South Bruce North Huron is hosting a special Party in the Park event that's going to be happening at Victoria Park here in Kincardine from 5 to 7 this evening. Yolanda Ritzema is still here, as is Linda Stanley, a longtime volunteer with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Ladies, thanks for sticking around this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the big event today. Yolanda, tell us about the Party in the Park and what people can expect when they head there.
Yeah, so it's been a few years since we've done this, so we're super excited to do it again. We're so grateful to the Kincardine Lions. They're going to be running our donation barbecue for us this afternoon, so that'll be really great. We'll have a bouncy castle. We're going to have lots of fun games. It's just really a time to come and meet the staff and some volunteers at Big Brothers Big Sisters and learn more about how you can get involved and just to celebrate today.
Perfect. So that event is going this evening, 5 to 7, I guess. And we're not worried about rain at this point. We're not even going to talk about a rain plan because we don't need it. So,
that's right.
So we're all good for that event. You guys are super busy with the amount of events that you do over the course of the year. Some of them are fundraising events, of course, because fundraising is what keeps the organization going. What's kind of the next big one that people should think about?
Well, the next big one is Dancing with the Stars. It's coming fast and furious, and we're really excited about it. We have 7 incredible couples dancing for us this year. It'll be on November the 4th at the Kincardine Pavilion. And it's presented by the Society of United Professionals. And we're really grateful to Bruce Telecom, who's our broadcast sponsor. So because of them, you can watch it both virtually or you can be in person. In person is pretty much sold out. So you don't have a ticket, you should probably get one today. Otherwise, you'll be doing a watch party at your house, which are super fun too. We really encourage that. That's a lot of fun. And then, of course, we're very grateful to Enbridge, who is our dance floor sponsor, because without that, we wouldn't have an event.
Have we revealed who some of the dancers are that are going to be participating?
Yes. So if you've been following us on social media, you'll been seeing some of the interviews with all those different dance couples over the last few weeks, along with some really fun dance tutorials. That was the one thing that is new for us this year, is just showing what the dances are and what those steps are and how what the judges are looking for. So the judges are determining who wins, obviously, but 50% of each dance needs to have some really specific technical steps that they're looking for. And it makes it what's fun about the dance, right? It's not just jumping around. They're actually learning real ballroom dancing, and we want to showcase that.
All right. That's a super exciting event. You said that's coming up in November.
Yes.
Pretty much already sold out for the in-person attendance on that one, which is a good problem to have
when
events come up. Anything else? Any other upcoming events that we should know about for Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Yeah. So coming up in the new year in February, we're having our fun family fun event. Last year, it was the Boom Pow Smash Bash. This year, it's the Be Our Guest Fest. And I'm just going to let Linda chat a little bit more about that because she's one of the planners for this really fun event. And so she knows it really well.
Yes. And just in between those two, we also do have our well-attended Christmas yard sale. And we hold it up at the Davidson Center. It's gently used Christmas decorations, yard decorations. It's always been a really fun event to work at. And it's very well attended and very much looked forward to from people in the community. So I just wanted to mention that. Yes, this Disney Be Our Guest Fest is coming up February the 10th. It's a family fun event held at the Davidson Center. We usually have bouncy obstacle courses. We have raffle tables, face painting, craft tables, food, and of course, some of your favorite Disney characters will be wandering around there for you to have your picture taken with and to chat with. And it's just a lot of fun. It's going to be running on February the 10th, and there's 2 different times in the morning. I think it goes from 10 till 12 and then from 1 till 3. You can get tickets at the office. They make great Christmas presents for any grandparents looking for something to another fun event for their grandkids to attend. And, yeah, we're just in the planning stages of that, but it's coming together really well.
All right.
Also, we do there as well, throughout the year, we do a lot of regular events with the kids. We do the, they're going to be on, we're going to have a fall fair, Ripley Fall Fair is coming up, and we'll be, Big Brothers Big Sisters will be putting a float into that. We're also probably looking at putting a float again in the Christmas parade, so that's always fun for the kids to attend and help to get put together. We're also doing, throughout the year we do varied activities for group nights that both kids, boys and girls, can attend. We do a Halloween, this year we're going to do a Halloween party day on a PD day in, I think it's going to be in October 27th at Camp Kintail. So there'll be a Halloween theme for that one. We do a Christmas party up at the Davidson Center with some special guests and kid-friendly menu, and we encourage all the families and bigs and littles to attend to that one. We also do, in the summertime, we do a sail night where the yacht club is so generous with their time and offer to take the kids out for a boating experience, and we have a barbecue beforehand for that. We do a mini Masters golf tournament out at
Family
Funland, where they can play mini golf and then go on the go-karts. So we try to keep events year-round for the kids to attend, mm-hmm. and everybody just has a ton of fun at it.
Yeah, you always have to be busy, especially with when there's so many kids, and as you
busy bodies, busy times. Yeah,
and as Yolanda had mentioned earlier, I mean the organization grew when they absorbed the North Huron chapter, and so now that means, as Yolanda had mentioned, twice as many kids looking for support, looking for services. Linda, you've been a longtime volunteer, over 25 years. You've been a mentor. If anybody is listening to this right now and they've kind of been kicking it around in their head for a while of maybe I should go and become a mentor, or maybe I should just volunteer with the organization, and they're having hesitations, help them with those hesitations, Linda.
Oh my gosh, yes. You know, I think the biggest thing that holds people back is like, oh my gosh, I don't have enough time. I'd love to do it, but I don't have the time. But let me tell you, we only ask for a year's commitment. And for that year's commitment, we would ask for, you know, a weekly meeting with your little. It could only be an hour at a time. The minimum we would require is a year's commitment, and you would meet twice a month. But for the other mentoring volunteering basis, you can meet with a little in the school system and just spend an hour a week, just you, a one-on-one with a little in the school system during their school day. But as a big sister, you know, you think you're doing it for somebody else, but really you're doing it for yourself. It's immeasurable the impact that you have on a little's life, that just for your relationship with them, that grows through a trusting, fun-filled events that you do. It doesn't have to cost you any money at all. It's just hanging out with them, doing a walk in the park, or going having a baking session at your house, or just going on a hike somewhere or a bike ride. It doesn't require a lot of money. It just requires a minimal amount of your time, but for what both of you would get out of that is just immeasurable. It's life-changing, and I don't say that lightly. It is definitely, I've seen it in action. It's life-changing how you can what a trusting relationship like that can do for a little in their life. You're always going to have their back, and they know that. And I think that it just speaks volumes for them in their life going forward.
Yolanda, before we let you both go this morning, and we've learned so much about Big Brothers Big Sisters South Bruce North Huron. This is a day that we celebrate the organization all across the country. Is there anything else that we should know, Yolanda?
Yeah, I just want to build on what Linda said in terms of the 1 hour a week. It really does. It doesn't sound like a lot of time, but it's that little bit consistently done over time makes a huge impact, right? Like, think about compound interest. Just that little bit over time grows.
Absolutely.
And the nice thing too, like when we talk about the different activities, so anything that the agency is doing, like Lynn had mentioned, the yacht club, the family, the Mini Masters, Halloween, all that stuff. That is open to all of our matches to come to free of charge. None of our stuff costs anything for our bigs and our littles to attend. And I think that's really important for people to know. We have to fundraise for everything. Every single dollar that we need comes from fundraising or grants or individual donors. It is not, there's no government funding. So when we talk about taking these kids to Camp Cantail, that's money that we have to fundraise for in order to provide those activities for them. And they are life-changing for these kids. It makes a really big impact. Some of them have never done high ropes before. They've never been in a kayak. They've never gone go-karting. And we get to give them those opportunities to build and grow and experience something new. So it's really important. So that's just something that we, you know, again, 1 hour a week, and we provide lots of other fun activities that you can do throughout. And with our school-based mentoring as well, it's 1 hour a day or a week, sorry, on school property during the school year. And everything that you and your little want to do is provided to you. So if you guys, if they want to learn how to play chess, we're going to give you a chessboard. If you love to do crafts, we're going to make sure that your bin is full of crafts. So we really work hard to make sure that what you need as a match is available to you so that your match can be successful. I want to just say thank you to all of our mentors, to all of our volunteers. Without them, this would not be possible. We as a staff are so grateful for volunteers like Linda, who work so tirelessly to make sure that these kids really have a fantastic experience and can grow and develop and learn things that they maybe would never be able to do. So it's not possible without them. And it's not possible without all the generous people who support us through their through our fundraising events and by giving of their money in order for us to be successful. So we are very, very grateful to this community and how much they support us.
If you are listening to this and you want to support Big Brothers Big Sisters in our community, the website is brucehuron.bigbrothersbigsisters.ca. The event today is going to be celebrated at Victoria Park from 5 to 7, the party in the park. You can learn more about Big Brothers Big Sisters. You can join them for the barbecue and the bouncy castles and have some fun this evening. And if you want to make a donation or if you really want to make a difference and become a volunteer, please visit the website at brucehuron.bigbrothersbigsisters.ca and make a difference just like Yolanda and Linda do in our community. Both of you, thanks so much for coming in today on Big Brothers Big Sisters
Day.
Thanks
so much
for having us. Thank you so much for having us. It's been wonderful.